Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 329. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening to me, my podcast, a show I do twice a week where I share feelings. That's what it is. I share feelings, emotions, honesty, my own in my life from my observations, and the hope that you are inspired to do the same in your life, because it feels good to share them, frankly. Like, I always joke that I used to be the guy who kind of clowned on people who were oversharers or who were overly sensitive or overly vulnerable. But man, obviously, I've completely changed my mind. It's an absolute power move to be honest. And I love it. That's honest with yourself and that's honest with other people. Like, the other day I was thinking about this. I was at a restaurant in Chicago and someone at my table asked the waiter something along the lines of, like, what do you recommend here? How's the Cobb salad? And the waiter was honest. He was like, nah, you don't want that. It's overhyped. Here's what you want. And I just love that so much. Obviously a silly example, but radical honesty to the people around you and with yourself. And you can call that all kinds of things. I call it mindfulness. I call it self-awareness. I call it self-love, even, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just so all in on it. And not just because it 100% makes your life easier, it 100% simplifies your life, but it helps every other area of your life as well. It makes your relationships real. It makes your friendships strong, your goals clear, and everything in between. But also, frankly, it just feels good. It feels good to be honest. It feels good to be sensitive. Like, you know the difference between how you feel when you're real and honest with yourself versus when you're avoiding something or you're lying to yourself. It doesn't feel great, but honesty, it's like, give me some more of that. It feels good. That's my opening, just something I was thinking about here. It feels good to be honest. It feels good to share your feelings, your emotions, and so on. And today, of course, I've got a quick feeling I want to share with you. And it's a mantra. Yeah, it's a mantra. Case, back at it again with another mantra. But I really love this one, and it's one that I turn to all the time because your boy, me, just like everyone else on this planet, I often have imposter syndrome. I often feel doubt everything. You know, even though I am so incredibly privileged to do what I love, to have people who listen to what I have to say, and I've had success with it, there's many occasions where I'm like, what am I doing? Why me? People don't care. I'm a poser. This will never happen. That'll never happen. All the time. I have those emotions all the time. But I turn to this mantra that I want to reference today because it offers me like a sense of confidence and calm and just security in myself. And the mantra is simple. It's, Case, it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing, man. It's a sure thing. That's the mantra. That goal you have, that growth you want to see, that person you want to become, it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. And I want to dive into why I say this and what it means. Real quick, thank you for all the ratings and reviews lately on Apple Podcasts. That means a lot. There's so many of them. You're so kind to me. Thank you for that. And also thank you for visiting newmindsetwhodis.com, picking up a journal, and also for sending me on Instagram every meme, every video, every post in the world about croissants. You guys are just really funny. I appreciate you. You listen to me. You pick up on the little things I enjoy in life. But I love you all. Thank you for supporting me. But so this mantra here, it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing. And I was reminded of this mantra recently. And frankly, it's kind of like a rebrand of the old mantra I used to have. I used to be more of a case, trust yourself, case, have faith, case, trust your path kind of vibe. That used to be my vibe. But recently I watched a video on the internet, on YouTube, called 24 Hours with Jack Harlow. It's a series that Vogue does, kind of like a day in the life series that they do with different celebrities and artists and musicians. And this one was with Jack Harlow. You might know, rapper, musician, really totally blown up recently. I saw him at Lala in Chicago, but he's nuts. Very talented, huge name, blowing up everything. But in the video, they're interviewing him and he's talking about his rise to fame. And he talks about how he grew up in Georgia and he talks about grinding through the music scene, performing at empty shows, having no one show up, that kind of thing. That's the kind of thing, of course, that to most people would be really, really demotivating. But he talks about how he always had a mentality that his success was a sure thing, that his work would pay off, that it was a sure thing. And he's talking about this and he's kind of just like, you know, I don't know. To me, it's always just been a sure thing. I never had any doubt about it. And I love that so much, of course, this mantra of it's a sure thing. And I want to talk about it. Because it's not just like a mantra that's blind. That's like, yeah, it's a sure thing, no doubt. It's not like you're saying you deserve great things in life just because you exist and because you want them. But rather, it's a mantra that reminds you that if you're willing to work for it, to sacrifice for it, then you 100% deserve it. And it is a sure thing. And when that's the case and you align your intention and your action with a mantra that reminds you of that fact, there's no room for imposter syndrome. There's no room for doubt in your life because it is. It's a sure thing. And you can tell this from Jack. You could look, you know, kind of at his portfolio and learn a little bit about him, but he's a grinder. Like he puts in work. But not just that, he puts in work, but he believes he's worthy of what he wants because he puts in the work. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. I've done topics like this before on this idea of believing in your worth. Believing in the things you say you want, the things you say you deserve. And I've done those episodes and I was thinking about this more. I think there's only one qualification for that to be true, that you deserve what you want. And that's that you do it. You do it yourself. You practice what you preach. You treat others the way you want to be treated. You embody the characteristics you want in a partner. And when that's the case, yeah, it's a sure thing. And we need to remind ourselves of this fact. Like I've said it before, it's like, if you're willing to love, then you deserve to be loved. That's a sure thing. If you're willing to sacrifice, you deserve success. That's a sure thing. If you're willing to be honest, you deserve honesty back. That's a sure thing. If you're willing to be loyal, you deserve loyalty back. That's a sure thing. And now, of course, there's no timeline to that. It could take quite some time for that to come true. But I'm all in on this idea of knowing what you deserve based on the effort you put in. That if you're willing to be a certain way, if you're willing to do certain things, if you're willing to exhibit the things you want in life, then yes, eventually it is a sure thing. And that's why I like this mantra, because it counters the doubt that we might have in our minds. And it's not even might have. It counters the doubt that we'll definitely have in our minds. Absolutely. It's a sure thing. It snaps us back to reality, because think about it. Think about imposter syndrome. Think about doubt. Think about insecurity. Think about overthinking. What does it do? Well, really all it functions to do is get us into a headspace that isn't real. That headspace is removed from reality. Those things make us think that we aren't good enough, that we aren't working hard enough, that we aren't worthy of certain things. That's literally the definition of imposter syndrome. But this mantra of, hey, it's a sure thing, it turns the lights back on in our heads. It snaps us back to the world that we're actually living in. And in this world, the real one, you're doing the things you said you would do. You're practicing the things you say you want to receive. And we're very quick to forget that. We really are. And this mantra functions to remind us of this fact. Like, be honest with yourself for a minute. You probably don't give yourself nearly enough credit in your life. If you're like me, you probably don't. And sure, of course, there's always room to improve, but we're going to move past that fact. But the fact is, you're doing more than you think. you need to give yourself more credit. You really are. Like in your relationships, for instance, you're being intentional, you're being honest, you're being vulnerable, you're shooting your shot. You might not have the outcome you want yet, but you're doing those things. And those are things that you want in return, right? You want someone who does those things as well. Well, then, yeah, it's a sure thing. Or, for instance, in your career, that's going to be a tough one, but I'm sure at a minimum you say that you care about it, right? You care, you're eager, you're driven, you have a motivation to figure it out, to get it right, to create success in some way. Well, not everyone can say that. A lot of people have accepted it is what it is, have slid into a mode of a passive career, but you haven't. And so, yeah, that success that you want, that you're working towards, it's a sure thing. And I think you can look at life, any area of life, in the same way. Any area of life where you want something, a goal, an aspiration, whatever it is, and you can also look at the doubt that you have that kind of counters it. And you can squash the doubt with, it's a sure thing. Because as much as you can also doubt that statement and think it's a cheesy thing, or think, Case, that's just not true, man, it's not always a sure thing. Ask yourself this question. What do you think separates, I don't like to use the term winners and losers, but let's keep it simple. What do you think separates winners and losers from losers in life? What do you think separates people who love their life and people who don't really? What do you think separates people who are happy, fulfilled, curious from people who are just kind of apathetic about their life? It's this belief. It really is. It's this belief that you get out what you put in. It's a belief in karma. Absolutely. But more than that, it's a belief that whatever you put in will eventually pay off. Maybe not on the timeline you want, unlikely probably on the timeline you want, but it's that belief that there is no right or wrong timeline, but it's a sure thing. It's a sure thing when you practice what you preach and you don't give up. And at this point, I've reached the lowest common denominator in self-development. I'm saying don't give up, right? Don't give up. But there's truth in every cliche. And it is true. It is true. Don't give up. When you trust your timeline, when you trust your judgment, when you trust the timing of your life, when you trust your patience, it is a sure thing. It has to be a sure thing. And I think intuitively we believe this. But the thing about doubt, the thing about imposter syndrome is that those thoughts coerce us into focusing, obsessing on what we lack, the things that we don't have. And when we doubt ourselves, we think about the promotion we don't have, right? We think about the six-figure paycheck we haven't earned. We think about the partner who didn't love us. We think about the partner we haven't found. We think about our confidence that is so up and then down. We think about the insecurities that follow us, whatever. Doubt highlights those things in our minds. It shines a big old bright light on those things and it pins them right in the front of our brains. And when that's the case, we quickly forget about what we do have, the resolve we do have, the things we have done, the adjectives we are, the verbs we do. But this idea, this mantra of it's a sure thing, forces us to remember those things. And I'm telling you, there's more, you've done more than you think. You're doing more than you think. You're doing more than you give yourself credit for. And I don't know you obviously, but I can say that with a degree of confidence that for all the moments, for instance, your doubt wants you to say you're not confident enough, you have moments that you can reference with honesty where you stood up for yourself, where you shot your shot, where you did have confidence. Or for all the moments where your doubt wants you to say you're falling behind, you're missing out, you have actions that you could look back at that affirm that you're doing what feels right to you, that you trust your judgment, not someone else's, but your judgment. Or for all the moments that your doubt wants you to say you'll never find a partner, you can look back at your relationships that ended and realize that their ending was the best thing that ever happened for you. Or for all the moments your doubt says you'll never reach the level of success that you aspire to, you can look back with honesty and show yourself how far you've come. And that's the idea behind it's a sure thing. It's levels, it's layers, it's built on what has passed to today. it's not just a blind statement that's like, I'm the shit. One day what I want is just going to come crashing through my apartment wall like the Kool-Aid man. No, it's not that. It's I deserve the things I want because I practice them. I deserve what I preach. I am the things I say I deserve in a partner. I put in the work I say I need to put in to be successful. I won't give up. I trust my judgment. I trust my timeline. And I just love this way of thinking. I'm very confident in this. And I've seen it time and time and time again in my life that passionate stubbornness pays off. It absolutely pays off. It's a sure thing. And I think you should remind yourself of this fact as often as you possibly can. Because life is a balance. It's a balance between totally normal thoughts like doubt and imposter syndrome, between that and the larger truth that it is a sure thing. The things you want, the things you say you deserve, unlike doubt, they're backed by facts, by truth, by the example you've already set for yourself in your own life with the things you've done, the things you've said, the way you respect yourself. And we need to remember that. We need to look that doubt in the face and remember that fact instead. And remember that the next time you found that doubt knocking on your brain wall saying, hey, listen to me. You say, nah, it's a sure thing. And here's why. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Short episode. Just a quick mantra I wanted to share with you. It's really helpful in my life. Hopefully it can offer you some peace and some confidence in yours. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend. Let them know I do new episodes every Monday and every Thursday. But that is it. Thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com and of course listening to the podcast. And until next episode, I'm out.